I'm Margaret Shontwaite. Our broadcast next week will be the new production of Gounod's Faust that Peter Gelb was talking about. It premiered on Tuesday, and shortly before that premiere, I had a chance to speak with the star, tenor Jonas Kaufmann, who told me a little bit more about the production.
Well, the idea is, in general, very interesting, since Faust is a scientist. Why wouldn't he be a scientist, the scientist who invented the atomic bomb, namely Robert Oppenheimer? The idea is that he's, with the experience of the two bomb drops of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, he would wish to either finish his life or get the chance to do better. And it turns out Mephisto appears and gives him this chance. So we're jumping back in time to before the First World War, where probably the whole problem started, more or less, which caused then also the Second World War and all its consequences. You can see that on the costumes and everything, but it is very difficult to establish, because the thing is, what I'm saying as Faust is not, oh, now I'm drawn by morality and I need to go back and I need to do better. And I'm, because Faust is somebody, it turns out he has no moral limits whatsoever, because otherwise he wouldn't go for this girl and he wouldn't abuse her, actually, and then let her sit pregnant and with that baby and everything. He's a horrible guy. He uses this chance to just enjoy life one more time, maybe enjoying life in a different way. Since he was a scientist, he probably was concentrated too much on his science and not on living. And so now he wants to make up with that by just having this excessive orgiastic life, which makes him everything but sympathetic. So it is difficult to establish those things, because if he wants to do better, then he should behave differently. But I think it's a story that can be told in pretty much every period, because if you have the chance to live your life one more time, everybody probably would think, well, I can do better than that. Almost everybody will end up exact same spot again. This is life, and you made those decisions in your life for a reason. You just didn't make them randomly. And that's why every type, probably, when they live for another time, they will pretty much do the same things over again.
Tell us what your conductor, Yannick Nézet-Séguin, is doing with the music, because I've seen him take some pretty brisk tempos on other pieces.
Well, he does both. I expected him also here to be pretty fast, but he's not. I mean, of course, there are some pieces where he mentioned, I want to make the orchestra get crazy in tempo, and they just have to explode. But it's not all the time the case, and I think this music deserves also these slow and intimate and soft moments.
That's very Gounod.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, it's very French, actually. Bizet is not the typical French composer. When you look at Gounod or Massenet, they had many of those light, white, tender, beautiful moments where you have the impression time stands still. And so you have in this Faust, and I think Yannick is very willing to discover or reveal all those moments as well and give them the air to breathe and to do that.
That was tenor Jonas Kaufmann, who came by recently to talk with us about the Met's new production of Faust. Faust will be our broadcast next Saturday afternoon and will also be shown live in HD in movie theaters around the world.